This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Thank you. Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And that opening piece is on a transparent flexi disc, which comes with a catalogue, or came with a catalogue, called The Institute of Cultural Anxiety, works from the collection, supposed to be something, I suppose they're supposed to resemble the Institute of Contemporary Arts, ICA, but in this case they're calling it the Institute of Cultural Anxiety. And that was a show curated by Jeremy Miller in 1994, and the transparent flexi disc is attached to one page in such a way that when you try and extricate it from the page, it sort of rips the page because it's so firmly stuck in, and the piece of paper remains on the other side of the flexi disc, which try hard as I could, I can't actually find out who's credited with this piece. It's just the page in question has sort of collaged black and white drawings all over it, and no reference to who does it. Okay, so today's show will include a lengthy Seddon tape from the archive, in which Captain Seddon remonstrates with a caller on the telephone trying to get the measurements of a chest freezer, and this is by way of sort of reminding people in a way that Heated Gloves, a film by William English, will be screened at Nowhere, that's no.w.here, Arts Limited, first floor, 316-318 Bethnal Green Road, London E2OAG, and that's on Wednesday, the 22nd of November, 2017. So that's next Wednesday. The doors open at 6:45 for a 7 p.m. start, a 10 p.m. finish with a discussion. £5 for full entry, £3 for concessions. Limited space, tickets must be booked in advance, I think through something called Eventbrite. And as far as I know, I think there are still about 9 seats left. But it's a small venue, so if you're interested in seeing Heated Gloves, that's Wednesday the 22nd of November. And that is a film about Captain Maurice Seddon, an inventor and eccentric in the great English tradition, who made electrically heated clothing. And we'll press straight on with Captain Seddon trying to purchase a chest freezer.
I've got a chest freezer. I'm just ringing up about your ad in a free ad paper.
Oh, yes. Just one second. Let me write this down. Could you tell me what paper you saw it in, please?
In the yellow free ad paper.
Would that be the ad trader?
Yeah, the ad trader.
Ad trader, thank you. Could I have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Thomas.
Thomas. Yes?
Andrews.
Andrews. Thank you. And the telephone number?
It's 07.
Yes.
91.
Yes.
07. 10.
Just one second. 07915. 7120, is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
And whereabouts are you?
I'm in a... Is it a place called Chester?
Chester. Oh, now that may make it too far to be economic. How much are you asking for the freezer?
£10.
Well, that's very reasonable. You see, as I'm very poor, that's about all I can afford. But I can afford that. The problem is that unless you know somebody who happens to be coming this way towards Windsor anyway, and who could bring it with them, I don't think it's going to be practicable, because I fear that the cost of getting it brought here at a normal commercial rate would be prohibitive, as I'm nearly 81 and I'm very, very poor.
I what it is a friend of mine is driving up that way.
Sorry?
Later on tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, you're coming tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I'm coming up near that way anyway, because I've got to go and see my mate about a car just up near... What's that place called? I don't know, it's near Windsor, so what I do is I phone in the morning and I'll possibly drop it off for you.
Well, that's very kind. Where are you going to? What location?
I'm not quite sure. I've got to go and visit a car dealership about my car, you see. My car's gone wrong.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yes, I see. Well, that would be wonderful if you can bring it. Now, could you tell me what size? First of all, does it work?
Yeah, it's in good working order. Very clean. I've cleaned it all out and it's like, I've drained all like the old water.
I see.
It's in really good condition.
And how old would it be?
How old? It's 2 years old. I just need the space, you see, because I'm doing out my shed. I'm doing like a workshop in my shed and I'm just clearing the space.
Yes, I see. Right. And what size of freezer is it?
It's like a little one, like the size of a fridge.
Oh, it's one of those little tiny ones.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not quite useless, but it's... what I really wanted was one about 3 feet long, you know, a medium to largish size.
Yeah, this is the largest size. It's like a washing machine size.
Yes, well, you see, as freezers go, that is the smallest freezer made, as far as I know. It looks exactly like a washing machine, but in fact, looking down on it, it's square. The width is equal to the length. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, it's a bit bigger than that.
Oh.
It's like a small style chest freezer.
Oh, I see. Well, it's not really what I'm wanting at all, but it's better than nothing. So if you like to bring it, if it goes, I'll give you £10 for it.
It's called a new view, N-O-U-V-U.
N-A-U.
N-O-U.
N-A-U.
V-O, new view. Chest freezer, it's like 2 foot. By 2 meters.
2 feet by what?
By 9 inches.
By 9 inches?
Yes.
I'm saying it's 2 feet and 9 inches long.
Yeah, times two.
2 feet and 9 inches. That is what, from left to right?
Yeah, and it's 2 meters wide.
What?
I don't know, it's 2 foot across, it's like a fairly big freezer.
2 feet across. Well now, is it 2 feet nine, I don't really see, no. Have you actually measured it?
Yeah, I've measured it.
Right, now can you tell me that it should have three dimensions, a height, a length and a width. Could you tell me those three, please?
The height is 4 foot.
Four feet high, right?
The length is 4.5 foot.
Length?
Yeah, 4.5 foot, the length.
4 feet 6 inches, you're saying?
Yeah, I was reading the wrong advertisement.
Oh, I see. Oh, you haven't measured it, you're merely reading from a piece of paper.
Yeah, I'm reading it. What I advertised it in the paper, because I can't find a tape measure at the moment to measure it. I wrote it down and like to advertise it in the paper.
But you see, 4 feet 6 inches is very much bigger than a washing machine. It's the length of about 2 washing machines. So I don't know what measurements to believe. It strikes me they may all be inaccurate, especially as you can't find the tape measure.
Yeah, what it was is, I meant my fridge is the same as the washing machine. Because I've got a fridge and a separate freezer. I was seeing if you were interested in the fridge.
No, I'm not interested in the fridge at all. I'm interested in the freezer. Yeah. Is the freezer a separate machine from the fridge?
Yeah, they're two separate things.
Right, now I need to know the dimensions of the freezer only, please.
It's 4 by 6.
4 by 6. What, 4 feet?
Yeah, 4 feet by 6.
Hello?
Yes, I just rang up about and I think you hung up on me.
I didn't hang up on you. You hung up on me.
No, I didn't hang up.
Well, somebody did, and I definitely didn't, so it can only be you. Or somebody else at your end who did it for you.
No, it wasn't me.
Is this thing a complete hoax? Is it a sort of practical joke, or what is it?
No, I have actually got the freezer here.
Right.
I'll drop it off tomorrow.
Well, are you now able to give me the dimensions of the freezer?
Yeah, if you hang on 1 second, I'll find the tape measure, I'll measure it. Hang on 1 second.
Right.
I'm now going to measure it now for you.
Right.
Hello? Yes, I'll be 1 second.
Right.
What is your name, a second?
I'm not giving you that at this stage. I shall give you that later, if you're definitely coming.
I just want to know who I was talking to.
I'm awfully sorry, but at this stage, you've given me so much cause for suspicion that I'm not prepared to give you my name. Now, amongst other things, you have given me a telephone number which I have tried twice, and on both occasions, this number is not recognised. This number not recognised. So it's a false number. Will you please give me your landline telephone number?
Can you just tell me the number I give you? You've probably got one of the digits wrong.
No, you tell me the correct number.
Did you put 40 on the end of the number?
Why should I put 40 on the end of it?
40. That's what my number ends in, 40.
Well, you didn't give me that number at all.
Yeah, I did. The number I gave you ends on a 40.
Well, will you please give me the correct number?
Yes,
07899. Yes.
748.
Yes.
640.
That is a totally, totally different number from the number you gave me before, and I took the precaution.
Robert, I'm sorry, mate. I've gone and given your number. Hang on, mate. I'll be with you in a second. Hello.
Yes.
Sorry, mate. I must have given you my mate's mobile number. Is my mate's mobile phone's on the table here?
Well, I'm sorry, the whole thing is too confused for any words.
I'm now going to measure the freezer for you.
Well, now, before you measure the freezer, I want to know something else. Have you got a landline telephone?
No, I don't have a landline phone whatsoever.
Right, well, now, let me tell you. Have you heard of Neighbourhood Watch? Do you know what that means?
Yes.
It's a security organisation of the police and the local councils. And they advise us that we must never tell anybody anything until we've got their name and their landline telephone number. And if they don't have a landline telephone number, then we must obtain their address. So would you please give me your address, as you haven't got a landline?
Yes.
Right. What's your address?
63.
63.
Chevalier Street.
How's that spelled?
C-H...
What?
C-H...
C-H...
E-S-E-R...
E-S-E-R...
L-I-A-R, Chevalier Street.
C-H-E-S-E-R, is that right?
Yeah, I-A-R.
And then what?
The street.
Would you spell that street's name again, please?
Chevalier. C-H-E-F-A-S-I-A-R.
Is it C-H-E-V for Victor, is that right?
Yes.
And then what follows that?
A-I-A.
A-I-S.
Päike on kuusin, saatjaks on kõrves, valge, valge, valge liin. Ja üks mees, kes sõib ka melite karavani nii pika. Hommik päev öö on ainsad ajamärgid, need on sidunud meesti siin. Ja üksi kaunim on haare, mis neid päike tundub kuhaid.
6B for Baker, is that right?
Yeah,
X-ray.
Yeah.
I see, right. It's all frightfully difficult. Well now, would you like to give me the dimensions of that thing?
Yeah, just give me 2 seconds. What I'll do is I'm now going to measure it.
Right.
Hang on, I'm now measuring it out. Right, it's 3.17 across.
3.17 what?
I don't know, is that feet or centimetres? That's feet, isn't it? 3.5 foot.
Is it 3.17 feet? Is that right?
No, hang on. Three foot seven inches. Yes, that's it. That is the length.
3 foot 7 inches. Is that from the left end to the right end?
No, that's from the top to the bottom.
Height, that's the height. Right, okay. Right, go on from there. And what is the width?
I'm measuring the top. Right, I'm bad. 2 foot, then it's 2.8.
Sorry?
I say 2 foot, 2.48.
I got the 3 foot, but I didn't get the rest after that.
3 foot, 3.8.
3 foot, 3.8.
3 foot, 8.
3 foot, 8 inches.
Yes.
Well, you said just now, what is that 3 foot, 8? Is it the width? Is it the length? What is it?
Say in feet.
Yes, but which dimension is it? Is it the height, the length, or the width?
From the top, across the top.
Across the top. From the left to the right, is that right?
Yeah, from the left to the right.
Right, let's call that the width, if you like, yes. And what is the third dimension?
How do you measure the third dimension?
Well, it's got three dimensions, hasn't it? It's got a length, a width, and a height. So we need now, depending on what you're going to call it, just give me the dimension you haven't yet given me. There's only one left.
All right, I've just got to measure it.
Well, you measure it with your measuring tape, as you measure anything else.
Bloody tape measure. Right. I'm a bit stuck on this one.
Well, you've given me two dimensions. One of them is 3'7". And the other is 3'8". Now, what is the third one?
Actually, the actual length, isn't it?
Well, it's up to you to call it whatever you like.
The height is 3'.
3 feet by 3'8" by... That is a most unlikely set of figures you've given me, and it's most unlikely to represent reality. So, it seems to me either you're totally confused, which you may be, or you're deliberately inventing something, and inventing it badly in such a way that you present an unreal picture.
What I do is I try and measure it properly for you. I'm a bit bad with maths, you see. Will you just explain how to measure it for, then I'll do it.
Well, you place the measuring tape along the three dimensions, one after the other, and you write down the readings you get for the three different dimensions. That's all there is to it.
Right, I'm now doing it on the top. You have feet.
I think this whole thing is too complicated and too difficult and too...
On the top, you have feet and meters, don't you?
Well, either they must all three be in meters, or they must all three be in feet. It doesn't matter which is used, either system. But what you can't do is to use meters for some and feet for others.
On meters, let's say 90 meters for the length, and for the width, the cross.
90 centimeters, that could be. I see, yes, 90 centimeters. Well, okay. And what are the other two in centimetres?
In centimetres, there's in metres, let's say.
Well, a metre, whatever you like to call them.
Right, the height of it...
Yes?
...is 97 centimetres. So it's 97... That's the height.
I see. And the third dimension?
Is that the length, not the width?
Whatever you like to call it. You've given me two. Can you give me the third one?
Yeah, it's 3 foot. No, it would be 93 metres.
93 centimetres. It all seems too difficult for any work. Now, the other thing is, you've told me a very improbable story. You're based in Cheshire. Which was it, Cheshire or Cheddar? Chester, you said, I think. Now, if you're based in Chester, how come that you get your car serviced near Windsor?
No, because I've got to go and do some business up there tomorrow, you see.
Well, you said you had to have your car serviced by a car servicing firm near Windsor.
Yeah, I've got a sports car, you see. I've got an old TVR, soft-top sports car. And the garage is around here. Haven't got the special part what I need, because I'm having a chip put in my engine, you see.
Oh.
And I'm driving down this way tomorrow anyway, so I've got to go and see about having my car sorted. But it won't be me personally bring the van. What I'll do is I'll get my mum's partner to bring it down. Because he's got like a removal van, you see.
Yes, I see. Well, I think what you better do, I don't want to have any more dealings with you on this subject. If you like to get your mother's partner to ring me up, you can give him my telephone number, and if I can get some satisfactory sense out of him as to what's going on, then I might possibly agree to your sending the freezer. But as things stand, I don't want it sent unless somebody other than you will be dealing with it.
Yeah, why is that? What do you mean that by that?
Well, you said just now that your mother's partner would be driving on your behalf and would be coming to the Windsor area. Is that correct?
Yeah, he would.
Yes. Well, then you must ask him. You must give him my telephone number and ask him...
Yes, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And that was the voice of Captain Maurice Seddon trying to establish the dimensions of a chest freezer. And a film about Captain Maurice Seddon will be shown at Nowhere Arts. That's no.w.herearts on the Bethnal Green Road. That's Wednesday, the 22nd of November at 7 o'clock. And tickets are available from Eventbrite. And in the middle of that, we heard a snatch of a record by Veli Junas. Veli Junas is a mysterious singer who once wanted to become a soul singer, but later chose folk music instead. And Veli Frotti has released two recordings of cover versions from Estonian radio archives. Both tracks have Estonian lyrics written by herself. And in 1983, she recorded a version of I See Red. And we can continue with that now, whilst I set up... A cassette release. This is a new cassette by Douglas Lucas on Arcana Machine by Zev. And this is literally just arrived, just sent to me last week. But first, let's finish off the track by Veli Junas.
On mul lailimusiin, kiirus on tohutu, õhus kuid on surmav gaas. Ja mun mees, kes istub kõrval, hoiab rooli. Kõik ma olen saanud, mis eales olen ihkand kodul luksimaga, hingel on külm. Ma uurin silmanurgast mees, kes vaatab ainult teele. Kui aeg nii kaebleb neid, see ka meil siin ju taeva meil viib. Nüüd stop, seis, kui aeg nii kaebleb neid, see ka meil siin ju taeva meil viib. Meid ju viib, meid ju viib, meid ju viib. Stop, seis, kui aeg nii kaebleb neid, see ta meil siin, ju taeva meil viib. Nüüd stop, seis, kui aeg nii kaebleb neid, see ta meil siin, ju taeva meil viib. Meid ju viib, meid ju viib, meid ju viib.
I don't know. Is that her Christian name or her surname? And what is her Christian name?
Her Christian name is Anne.
Yeah. Anne Ballett. Would that be B-A-L-L-E-T?
A-what?
Don't worry. I will ring him up now and find out whether there's any filtering. I think on the whole this is not going to work out, but I will give him a quick ring just to see. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Nüüd stop, seis, kui aeg nii kaebleb neid, see ka meil siin, ju taeva meil viib. Meid ju viib, meid ju viib, meid ju viib. Stop, seis, kui aeg nii kaebleb neid, see ka meil siin, ju taeva meil viib. Nüüd stop, seis, kui aeg I'm
Thank you.
Okay, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And that was side B of a cassette release by Douglas Lucas. Well, mastered by Douglas Lucas. The tracks are all by Zev. Z'EV. The cassette is called Four Quarters. F-O-R, Quarters. So that was side B, which is west and north. Side A is east and south, and that's on the Arcana Machine label. The source materials were recorded between 1984 and 2006 in Arlington, Amsterdam, Johnson City and Wandsworth, with vocals by Brian Lewis Saunders. The vocals presumably are on the other side. So we have time to play the other side of the track by the record by Veli Junas, the mysterious singer who once wanted to become a soul singer but later chose folk music instead. And she has written Estonian lyrics to a couple of familiar tracks. So this is side B.
He
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.